join Dr. Dave and Evil Steve as they celebrate high-tech talk radio excellence all year long, right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Well, hard to believe you're not going to hear that sound anymore. Yeah, it was interesting. I was talking to one of my sons about when we were doing the racing stuff we were kind of unofficial team members, I think that's safe to say, isn't it? With Team Spencer and
Downing Atlanta Racing.
Downing Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
matter of fact, I was going to say, you know, Dave Lynn just celebrated a birthday yesterday. And I actually shot him a message, just, you know, wishing him happy birthday. And he's always posting good stuff on Facebook, pictures and stuff. And we all often have good, you know, conversations, you know, messages back and forth. This guy is the guy who designed the cars for Downing Atlanta for years.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Incredible.
Well, we were kind of reminiscing with one of my sons the other day about doing that and just how incredible the four rotors were, and the sound was just amazing. And then the thing that always got me, you and I have talked about this, was there was also a neat team with some neat cars that were really, really unusual and creative, and that was the Panos team. Mm-hmm. They had the front mid-engine thing going on. They looked like the Batmobile, literally.
I was never a fan of that car.
But it was so ironic because they looked so incredible, and they were pretty quick. I mean, they were certainly competitive.
Sure.
But one of the ugliest sounding cars on Earth. Remember those things?
Oh yeah.
I always wanted to know what the deal was with those motors that made them sound like that. There was obviously some purposeful design thing with the motor and or the exhaust.
Yep.
But they would, you know, you'd hear these Ferraris go by, the V12s. Of course, they were just incredible. And then you'd hear obviously the four rotor sounded like it was from another world. And then you'd hear some sweet sounding Corvettes and some Mustangs and some other V8 powered vehicles.
Trans Am,
you know.
Kind of V8 sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool sounding. And then you'd hear this, and it had a Ford V8 in it. It sounded like it was broken.
It really did.
It's doing 190 miles an hour down the back straight, and you're going, what's wrong with that car?
Something's wrong with it.
It literally sounded like it was broken.
Yeah. I was really never a big fan of those cars.
I didn't
like the way they looked.
Yeah.
They sounded even worse.
They sounded just horrendous.
I was just like, not a big fan.
You wondered what they did, man. Did something. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK.
Well, you know,
if you wonder why we're talking about vehicles and cars and sounds, because we actually have Sebring on in the background here on both of our browsers. You can get that. I jokingly said the link was our live feed video, but it isn't. It's www.imsa.com/camera/IMSA TV. And a great live video.
Yeah, speaking of ugly sounding cars, one of the things that last year when Formula One went to those turbocharged four-cylinder motors. Or six-cylinder motors.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's going to be cool. They're going to sound kind of six. They sound horrible.
They sound terrible.
Kind of the same thing where it's like, I'm like, whoa, that's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed this year, a couple of cars still have that sound. A couple of them are different.
Sound better, yeah.
Sound a little smoother, like a V6 should sound.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what that is. Some kind of the way they did the exhaust. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, and it could be something as fundamental as the crankshaft and the plane of the crankshaft where the cylinders are when they fire. And, you know, it creates a completely different harmonic. You know, it probably is just an exhaust thing, but it may not be. You know, on a turbo, of course, the exhaust is, you know, a big deal. You get that. You want as free a flow as you can get out to the turbo, and then from the turbo, you know, just to get it out of the way. That's big deal for these guys. So.
Probably a lot. Listen to this. Listen to this. Probably has a lot to do with scavenging.
There you go. There you go. Nothing like scavenging when you're into speed, bro. You're right. 866-821-8255-866.
And I'm going to stop there because I don't know anything further than that.
821-TALK. Yeah, it's funny, man. It's funny. When you think about the people that we know from an automotive perspective, it's almost frightening. Yeah, yeah. And you guys probably haven't heard of any of them.
Little intimidating, too, when you're sitting with them because you don't want to say something that's totally stupid. Yeah. In front of them.
I think it's too late.
Well, yeah, I know.
I think just sitting in front of them is.
I know. I did that years ago. And they, you know, I'm known for that now. So that's good.
Oh, my goodness. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. What do I want to talk about next? Interesting news from Intel. Really surprising news to me. Not in terms of the numbers, but in terms of the reason why. A little surprising. Intel just released a report this last week, the company's recent results release shows a slowdown in PC sales. But the reason that they gave kind of surprised me. Windows XP, still a significant number of users sticking with Windows XP. Not only are they not buying newer machines, but they're not moving to the newer OSs. The 8.1 version of Windows did power a bit of a bump last year in PC sales. But it's tough because when you have a product that you've produced that's 15 years old and people still don't want to move away from it. I mean, it says some good stuff and it says some bad stuff. It says you must have really nailed it on the old system, which is kudos to you. But it also says you less than nailed it with your current line of products. I think the biggest thing that's going to happen with Windows, with Microsoft, that will help all the PC manufacturers is Windows 10. If they don't blow it between now and the time 10 is released, the fact that you're going to get it at a really good price included in any new hardware, but also the fact that you can get it free if you're a Windows 7, 8, or 8.1 user is really historic.
Did they say when that release was expected?
We're thinking perhaps late fall.
So just in time for Christmas, then?
I wouldn't bet on it.
Okay.
I do think there's some possibility that you won't see it until right after the first of the year, but nobody knows. Nobody knows. I don't know that when Microsoft even really knows. But I'll tell you, it really says a lot for Windows XP, and it isn't just Windows XP. Microsoft did a great job with their service packs, and Windows XP with Service Pack 3 is one of the best operating systems ever made, in my opinion. And it's tough when you're competing against yourself like that. You got to deal with Apple. You got to deal with Linux, which is, in terms of numbers, not a big competitor yet. But it's quite a statement when your biggest competitor is you. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Can I say something before you get to the next story?
Yeah.
Wanted to just let people know, we had talked about PartsExpress.com on the tactile transducer and amplifier setup that I had done in my house.
Right.
Subsequently, you got one in your home.
Yeah.
Had an issue with the amp.
Yeah.
We were going back and forth on it.
Driving us nuts.
And ended up having to return it because there was something wrong with the amp. Just want to let you guys know, Parts Express, their return policy is this. And I was very shocked and surprised, and happily so. They sent me an email saying, we've shipped the replacement amp to you. Please test it, try it, make sure it works before you return the defective one. And I was thinking, whoa, wait a minute. They're not having me return the old one first.
Yeah, they don't usually, general policy is when the company's got the defective unit in hand, the new one goes out.
Yeah. And so I very happily smiled and waiting for them to
held onto the old unit.
Sending it. I was, you know, going to have it packaged and waiting for them to say, okay, send it and we'll get you yours in return in a couple of weeks or whatever. No, it's on its way. It's going to be here in the next couple of days, and then we'll test it and then return the old one. I think that's a great policy. ParseExpress.com can't express enough how great so far their service is turning out to be.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the bad news is the amp looks like it was may have been defective right off from the get-go. Kind of an interesting troubleshooting process with that. When we come back, I'm going to spend some time talking about it because it's, you know, when you're dealing with technology, being able to troubleshoot stuff is an incredible skill. And we kind of got thrown. We'll be back after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.